Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and for our first summer conversation episode, Chris Roby's with me.
Hey, Carly.
Hey, I say that, Chris, because for people who don't know, we know this. Mm-hmm. We've got some guests this summer that are going to be on the episodes, so it's not always going to be just me and you anymore.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, to get some other voices on the podcast and some other perspectives and some really smart people too.
They are smart. Very smart. Like them.
Oh yeah.
There's a reason they work with us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're on our team here at Teen Life and don't always get a voice on the podcast, but during my sabbatical a few months ago, they jumped on and were a part of it and had some great feedback. So I'm glad they're going to be on the podcast.
Exactly. So this is our inaugural summer 2022 episode that Chris and I are going to talk through, but subscribe. I'm sure we'll say this at the end too, but make sure you subscribe so that you get the rest so you can hear our conversations with Kelly and Tobin as well. They are going to be just really good things. I'm excited about the summer. Let's kick off, Chris, with our first question.
So our first question that we want you to talk through with your student, your teenager, is how close do you feel to other people? Now, that is a big, almost a vague question, what do you think, Carly?
Yeah.
Because every time we ask this question in group, there's always kind of a pause after it and a not really a blank stare, but students always need more specificity to that question. So what's the advantage of asking such a broad question, Carly?
Well, the follow-up questions I always get from students when we ask this question are, well, who?
Who
people?
Yeah, exactly.
Family, friends. And my answer is always probably so frustrating because I say, whoever.
Whoever. Yeah. When I ask that question, who do you immediately think about?
Yes.
Because we always default to a certain, maybe a friend or a family member or, you know, if you're part of a club or a team, someone on your team, but you always immediately think of someone. Mm-hmm. Go with that.
Exactly. And so asking a vague question like this is a really good conversation starter because the conversation could go so many directions.
Yep.
It can go the way of family, of friends, or teammates, schoolmates, teachers. It really can take on a life of its own and mean so many different things.
So the question is, like, who do teens typically feel close to, right? And so typically that's going to be parents, family, that, you know, who do they live with?
Right.
It could be friends, their social circles, depending on where they are right now, or like I said before, teammates, whether or not they're in a band or a team or that, or maybe it's a church group, but just an outside group of people that are not friends alone or family alone.
Right. That could maybe be centered around an activity that they're doing or a group that they're a part of. Exactly. And as we kind of go through this, be thinking, if you are a teenager who's listening, or if you're a parent, be thinking about how can I have this conversation, or where do these groups fit in my life? Because that's kind of what we're wanting to talk about. And something that I really want to bring up as you have this conversation is how close you feel to other people is a moving target.
Yes.
It is not going to be the same today as it will be probably a month from now, a year from now, even maybe tomorrow.
Right.
It could drastically change.
Well, whenever I ask this question, I'd like to just have a little tagline on the end of it and say, how close are you feeling to other people, whether you like it or not? Mm. You know, whether it's good or bad, just say what it is, because you could feel differently about this tomorrow. You could feel differently about this next week. And we kind of talk about why that is, honestly. Why is that moving target a thing? I mean, shouldn't all of our relationships be just solid and steady all the time? But that's not how life is, right?
Right. And so kind of going off of that, Chris, what makes us feel close to people? Because that's part of this conversation too, is not just how close do you feel to people, but what is it that, what is that thing that makes you say, oh yeah, I'm close to them, or no, we're really not close right now. And that's also something to kind of dive into and talk about, because it's personal, but there are also some answers we get pretty regularly from students.
Yeah. I think before anyone really dives too deep in this question, and you would ask the question, how do you get to feel closer to someone? It's easy to assume it's the other person's, it's what are they doing, you know? And you have to ask yourself, what kind of control do you have of that? You know, like if this person isn't reaching out, this is reaching out, then now you might not feel close to them, but that's not really in your control, right? And so wrestling with that question, is there anything that's in my power to feel close to someone? That's a pretty profound question.
Yeah.
And so being able to identify those tools of connection of what is your, what's the role you get to play and feeling close to someone, then it really opens up a lot more possibilities and kind of gives the student more power, more agency in the quality of their relationships.
Right. And so as we talk through some of these things that do make us feel close to people, think about that in terms of what can I do to increase us, like you're saying, of not just saying, well, yeah, that makes sense of why we're not close because they don't do this. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to step out. And maybe the first one is vulnerability. Mm. Makes us feel close to someone. When there is trust there and there is depth to that relationship, you're going to feel closer to them than someone who you might say hi to in the hallways. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that that person can't be a friend or can't be an acquaintance or someone that brings joy to your week. But do you really feel close to them? Mm-hmm. If there's not a sense of, I can share something with you and I know it's going to be received well, and I know that I can trust you with that information.
Right, right. I think too, just reaching out to check on someone else as well. Like how I feel like I can, even if I don't feel close to someone and I want to, if I just do the reaching out and say, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. And just think about that for a second. If that's your strategy, how can you not feel closer to that person in some way? Because it taps into that vulnerability. Like not only are you sharing your own, but you're checking on someone else and being proactive in that relationship. You feel close by taking some kind of action there because it lets them know that you do value this relationship.
Right, because communication is key. Mm-hmm. If it's someone you're not actively talking to, you're probably not going to feel close to them.
Right.
So if you feel like there's someone that is maybe closer than you want them to be, mm-hmm. then maybe the answer is, let's maybe pull back on the communication. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, hey, there is a friend that I wish I was closer to, but I have not spoken to them or seen them in months.
So reach out. Just to back up one step, you talked about being too close to someone that maybe you shouldn't be. Because mm-hmm. that's part of this conversation too,
right?
I mean, we all want to be close to people. There are people in our lives that are too close. Talk about what does that mean?
I think especially, I can think back now, but especially in high school and in middle school, that I had friends that might not be fully considered toxic, but were probably not great for me. Mm-hmm. Weren't great for my mental health. Maybe they brought drama. Mm-hmm. Maybe they made poor decisions. And I knew who those people were. I could tell you those aren't the people that I need to be close to, or maybe I felt worse about myself after spending time with them. Maybe I questioned, do they like me? Maybe I questioned myself all the time when I was with them. And that's not someone you want to be close to. Right. You want to be close to someone who makes you better, who when you leave, you are a better version of yourself and they're a better version of themselves. And so maybe there's some people that you don't need to be as close to. And so taking a look at that, but then also saying, well, who do I need to be closer to, and using some of these skills?
Right, right. Exactly. And I love asking that particular question in group because that always gets a lot of head nods of like, is there anyone in your life who's close that doesn't need to be? Mm. That's a quick answer. Like, yes.
Yes.
We know exactly who those people are. Right. And you're certain knows this. It's not any kind of mystery. I think leaning into common interest is a really great way to increase connections as well. If you don't really know how do I connect with this person or want to be closer to this person, what is it that you guys have together that you guys like to talk about or do together, especially guys like to do things together. And so leaning into those kind of common interests can be really, really helpful.
Right. And then I think the answer that I get the most when I ask what makes you feel close to another person, it's time. Mm-hmm. Whether that is I spend a lot of time with them during the week or they have been a friend for years, that there is history there. There are shared experiences that come with time. There is inside jokes that come with time. And so some of that time is one that you can't really manufacture, but you can build on these other things to create that time. So if it's a new friend, you might not be as close to them as you want to be yet, but give it time. Mm-hmm. And that will probably come. Now, Chris, one thing that we want to do in each of these episodes is give some follow-up questions.
Right.
So some things after this podcast episode ends, have this conversation. Ask the first question, how close do you feel to other people? And then maybe these are some other questions that will help you continue the conversation. So one is, who do you feel close to?
Hmm.
So if you've asked how close do you feel, well, who were you thinking of when right. I asked that question?
Right, right. And, you know, with that, what makes you feel close to them? Mm-hmm. Like what aspects of your relationship bring that closeness? What does that closeness mean to you? What could you do to feel closer to the people in your life? So kind of some of the things we talked about previously, asking your student that question, what can you do to feel closer?
Right, giving them agency, like we said, of not just saying, well, they could reach mm-hmm. out to me or they could be nicer. Mm-hmm. What can you do mm-hmm. to be closer to people in your life? And then finally, I think, especially if you are a parent or an adult in the life of a teenager, asking the question, what can I do to better connect with you?
That's a great question.
Because I think sometimes we try to connect with people in the way that we feel connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe your teenager's going, I don't feel connected to you when you do that.
Mm.
It's not through dinner, or it's not through, I don't know, working in the yard. That's mm-hmm. not how they're going to feel connected right. to you. But maybe it's going for a drive. Maybe mm-hmm. it's having a movie night. Maybe it's, hey, let's pick up something together that we both enjoy. Or maybe even that you as an adult don't enjoy, but that your teenager enjoys.
Right.
And that is going to make them feel more connected to you. And so asking that question will actually give you insight into, this is how I will feel loved and how we can grow together in our relationship.
Well, Carly, we did it. First episode of our question series over the summer. I like it.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you like this episode and connected with it.
Nice. I see what you did there.
Yeah. subscribe to the Teen Life Podcast. This is how you get episodes every single week. And we're going to be doing the same format through the entire summer. Follow us on social media. We have incredible social media content that you can interact with that will help you with your teenager. Review us on your favorite podcast app. Word of mouth. Share with a friend. Let people know what we are about, what we're doing here, because we're a great resource for anyone who works with adolescents. And with that, we will see you next week.